Lesbian Cock Addict, Episode 0. My name is Sarah, and for the most part, my life is problem-free. I'm a personal trainer in San Francisco, helping millennials fit into their skinny jeans. That was how I met Zoe. She wasn't a client, but during those long, boring sessions on the treadmill, I came to appreciate her bright pink hair and all those sexy tattoos. That was 3 years ago. Meeting her was the best thing that ever happened to me. We're the sort of cute lesbian odd couple you see in the movies. She helps me organize my appointments, and I give her feedback on her music projects. In the evenings, we share Chinese food from the same carton while we snuggle and watch Netflix. I got her name tattooed on my right side, and she got mine on her left. It was my first tattoo, and her 15th. She was always the artistic one. I had a bunch of unsuccessful relationships with guys before I met Zoe. She showed me how much better it could be to date a woman. She's sweet and smart and way more fun to be with than any of my stupid ex-boyfriends. The first time we really bonded, it was over my latest breakup. Zoe looked at me, raised an eyebrow, and said, "Have you ever considered trying women?" Then she smiled. Later that night, we gave each other a try. It was better than I could have ever expected. We learned everything we needed to know while writhing in those sheets. 3 weeks later, she moved in with me, and that's when I swore off men forever. Zoe, I decided, was all I needed. Since then, we've been inseparable, best friends and partners. A happy ending, right? A perfect little clit-pierced, no guys allowed, strapped-on lesbian life. There's just one little problem. I still fucking love cock. I know what you're thinking. How can I be a lesbian and still love cock? Look, I'm not saying I like guys. They're the worst. They're rude, they smell like burps and feet, and they're constantly hitting on me.
Hey, Blondie, looking for a place to sit? Try my face!
Ugh, see what I mean? When I said I swore off guys forever, that's true. But when it comes to what's between their legs, well, that's harder to give up. Nothing compares to it. Look, I love what Zoe does to me. The way she eats my pussy or fucks me with a strap-on. We make each other feel good. But I still have this craving, this itch I can't quite scratch. No matter how big the toys are, or how long we spend making each other come, there's always that thirst inside me that can't be quenched. Why am I telling you this? Isn't it obvious? It's why I'm at this sleazy dive bar where nobody knows me. It's why I'm on my fourth cocktail. It's why I'm dressed in these tight jeans and low-cut halter. It's why I have my eyelashes teased out and my lips glossed. I don't want to know your name or anything about you. I don't want your personality or your pocketbook or your stupid jokes and pickup lines. I don't care about your cologne or your car or your opinions. Only one thing matters to me. So come on, let's go to your car, or the bathroom stall, or the alley. If we have to talk about it too much, it won't be good. I'm here to get fucked. So come and give me what my girlfriend can't. Come on and fuck me up. You can do whatever you want, as long as you give me every inch of that big dick. Make it intense and hard and nasty. This is your chance to prove you're better than any strap-on. And if it'll make you fuck me harder, I'll let you slap my face, or call me a dyke, or whatever nasty shit you love. Oh my God, what am I doing? I'm sorry, Zoe. Yes, I know what I said, but I have a girlfriend waiting for me at home. This was a mistake. I made it. I made it. That was close. Now I can go home to Zoe, chill on the couch, watch some TV, eat some reheated Chinese. But this is happening more and more lately, this craving. What about next time? Oh, God. What about next time?